Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the ongoing rescue operation at Buffelsfontein Gold Mine in Stilfontein, South Africa, where rescuers are bringing out survivors and dead bodies from the mine shaft as hundreds are believed to be underground following a standoff with the police. But first, a look at what is happening here in the United States of America. President Joe Biden laid out his foreign policy doctrine Monday in a sweeping speech just a week before he leaves office. He laid out his argument for staying the course just days before the return of President-elect Donald Trump, who has vowed to steer the ship in a different direction. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
President Joe Biden boiled his 4 years of foreign policy down to this.
Right now, in my view, thanks to our administration, the United States is winning the worldwide competition. Compared to 4 years ago, America is stronger. Our alliances are stronger. Our adversaries and competitors are weaker. We have not gone to war to make these things happen.
Biden leaned heavily on multilateral institutions and norms established after World War II. He cited NATO's enlargement as an example, saying the transatlantic security bloc thwarted Russian President Vladimir Putin's plan to swallow neighboring Ukraine.
When Putin invaded Ukraine, he thought he'd conquer Kyiv in a matter of days. But the truth is, since that war began, I'm the only one that stood in the center of Kyiv, not him. Putin never has.
Biden said authoritarian players like Iran, Russia, China, and North Korea are coming together more out of weakness than out of strength. On the grinding conflict that started in Israel and has enveloped the region, he said his administration was working to put out the fires of a conflict that has raged for more than a year. He touted his work on the largest prisoner swap in modern history last year. And at the White House earlier in the day, his national security advisor pointed to progress on freeing hostages held by Hamas for more than a year.
We think those details are on the brink of being fully hammered out, and the parties are right on the cusp of being able to close this deal. Whether or not we go from where we are now to actually closing it, the hours and days ahead will tell.
Analysts are looking ahead to the presidential handover.
It's very possible that Joe Biden's foreign policy legacy will be that he is the last president of the United States to support the world order that was created after World War II, because Donald Trump wants to remake it in a very radical way, and he may end up doing so.
This was Biden's attempt to say that diplomacy was back and that he will have a lasting imprint on U.S. foreign policy when the historians look back. I actually think that the way in which historians will remember him is probably going to be defined more by what comes next.
Biden's term ends on January 20th. Anita Powell, viewing news, the White House.
Back to our topic of the day. A private company, Mine Rescue Services of South Africa, says it has retrieved more than 70 bodies of illegal gold miners and more than 150 survivors from a Stilfontein disused mine where people have been trapped for months after refusing to come out for fear of being arrested by the police. Police blocked food and water supplies in an attempt to forcibly drive them out of the mine. But civic society activists, relatives of miners and others are breathing fire, accusing the government of killing the miners, mostly from Zimbabwe and Mozambique. A Reuters package from the day before yesterday shows the situation the illegal miners trapped in.
At least 400 illegal miners remained trapped underground in South Africa 2 months after a police raid, a group working on behalf of the miners said on Monday. The group also released the following graphic videos it received from miners that emerged on January 10th when a pulley was restored to the bottom of the cavern. The first video reportedly shows miners' bodies wrapped in sacks and plastic, while living miners who are still stuck underground plead for help. A Reuters reporter counted what looked like 36 bodies in the footage. Reuters could not independently confirm that the body-shaped objects were corpses.
Look at this. Look, how many days must you live in a situation like this?
A second video shows shirtless miners looking emaciated with their ribs protruding. The two videos were obtained by the South African miners' rights group Mining Affected Communities United in Action, or MACUA. Reuters verified the video but was unable to independently verify the location or date they were taken. A spokesperson for the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy said bodies had been retrieved from the mine, but said no further details could be divulged ahead of an official report. They added that South African authorities are at the mine with machinery, preparing for a planned rescue this week. The South Africa Police Service did not respond to a request for comment. The standoff began in November when police blocked the miners' supply of food and water to force them out and arrest them for illegally entering the abandoned mine. The miners were searching for leftover gold, an issue that has plagued South Africa for decades.
A miners' forum CEO of Mines and Rescue Service confirmed that they did face some challenges yesterday in the beginning, but there are no more operational challenges in setting up their machines and equipment.
Yes, we did face some challenges yesterday in the beginning, but there are normal operational challenges in setting up our machines and equipment. Unfortunately, every rescue site is differently, and it brings its own challenges with. It's a dangerous operation and high risk of where we operate. We're operating in front, right on the edge of an open hole that can go down approximately 2.6 kilometers. We did start later than what we anticipated yesterday, but we pushed up until 7 last night. We gave ourselves a target to pull out 35 people, of which we have achieved. This morning, we started at 6 o'clock. We will push down to about 10 tonight.
That was Manas Fore, CEO of Mines and Rescue Service. Senzo Mchunu, Minister of South African Police, says ever since the operation started, he has never met one person who can confirm the number of people trapped inside the mine.
Ever since we started getting briefings and then ended up coming here physically, I've not met one person, either locally or anywhere, who said, from the time the first illegal miner went down, I was here counting the first miner up to what has happened even today, even on our first visit, even when Operation Valumkuti was launched. Up to today, no one has stood before us to say, I've been counting since the first illegal miner went down.
That was Senzo Mchunu, Minister of South African Police. However, Zinzi Tom, unemployed and sister of an illegal miner still believed to be inside the abandoned mine, says the situation at the mine resembles the Marakana massacre, where 34 striking mine workers were shot dead by South African police in 2023.
We had to go to court for them to bring the rescue team, so there's nothing to be happy about. But at least those loved ones who have lost their family members, at least they'll be able to bury them. It's already Marikana. It's already Stilfontein massacre. Because remember, in Marikana it was 30-something. Here already we are sitting in 100-something. So something that never happened in South Africa. So, yeah, it's not next Marikana. It's Stilfontein massacre. We should not hide that with the government because they are saying it's immigrants. So the question is, when you are an immigrant, are you not a human being? Don't you have a right to life? It's teaching something about our country. A country, we busy going around saying that we are a free country. But when it comes to help people, we tell them that they're immigrants.
That was Zinzi Tom, sister of an illegal miner trapped in the disused mine. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing the ongoing rescue operation at Bafelsfontein Gold Mine in Stilfontein, South Africa, where rescuers are bringing out survivors and dead bodies from the mine shaft as hundreds remain deep underground following a standoff with the police. To discuss that, we are now joined by Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza, who is a political analyst and also a professor at Tshwane University of Technology in South Africa. Welcome to our show, Professor Mukonza.
Good evening, Mr. Kademir. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. We are meeting this 2025 on a set note, discussing this incident at a mine in Stilfontein. And what do you say about this, Professor Mukonza?
I think it's a very, sad, development. It's something that one would not expect in a democratic South Africa, that is expected to be more humane in dealing with its citizens and also those that may, be in South Africa for one reason or the other. But what we saw, the images that we saw at the mine do not really reflect well on the character of the government of South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Professor Mukonza. Please do stay on the line. We are also joined by political analyst Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is also linked to ZANU-PF. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much. Welcome, Jonga, and welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And many people are saying that the government of Zimbabwe is not moving to ascertain whether there are Zimbabweans who might be trapped in the Stilfontein mine disaster there, and even to know how many bodies have been rescued or retrieved from the mine shaft. What's your take on that, that the government of Zimbabwe is not doing enough to assist Zimbabweans who might be trapped in the mine?
The government of Zimbabwe has actually engaged its counterparts in South Africa about this mine. As you can notice, and they have been reading from the news, you realize that the South African government and the minister involved and the organizations involved in the rescuing incident have been refusing to let in the foreign helpers or other people, because they are saying they are dealing with it. But at the other time, you would realize that again, the minister was boastfully saying 3-4 days ago that they don't have money to waste on the people under there. They left it too late to start helping the victims or those who could have been trapped in this gold mine. And the tragedy is that over 100 people have died. Yes, they are miners, and they are a mixture of all the nationals, that is Zimbabwe, Botswana, Zambia, Malawi, and South Africa. And the South Africa is actually claiming that these people are being used by some South African criminal gangs who are actually claiming the ownership of some sections of mine. And therefore, the government is not willing to put its full force on the rescue. So it is very bad and very inhuman that this happens. Yes, I think in Zimbabwe we are supposed to actually put pressure on South Africa and bring our own rescuers and see how best we can help our people. Unfortunately, as these are illegal miners, you might not know who was Zimbabwean unless there was a form of recording somewhere at the mine. But it will be definitely difficult to tell which bodies are Zimbabwean people or which are not Zimbabwean. But after all, we simply say human beings are human beings, and all the governments in SADC should come up together and try to help and take out these people. Mm-hmm. But I can further on say, Jonga, South Africa could have done this thing long back. They could have helped these people faster. But this, you could see the xenophobia being played in public, but in a very hidden way. It's not the first time where a mine collapses, the foreign miners who are there, they have to find their way out or they die in there. So mm-hmm. this is very, it's a sort of some genocide which cannot be accepted as one, but it is. Because the attitude taken by the rescuers and the ministers and the comments uttered by these ministers, it's
Thank
quite painful to know that they are not willing to help people simply because they might be illegal.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Professor Mkonza. Professor Mkonza, what's your take on what the minister said and for Zimbabwe's inaction?
I think what the minister said, we are referring to what the minister and the president, Kumbozo Chaveni, said. It's quite cold and in bad taste, considering that lives have been lost and more lives are in danger. I thought, as a public official of the South African government, she could have chosen her words better, given the circumstances. She may argue the legal correctness of what she said, but Mr. Kandemiri, here we are talking of lives being lost. Over 100 lives have been lost, and the number could still grow. And there you have a minister who recklessly utter statements that seems to indicate that there is no value in the lives that that have been lost and that are going to be lost if no responsible action is taken. I was a bit encouraged by what the Minister of Police said. He appeared a bit mature and a bit, we are talking of Minister Senzo Mchunu. Mm-hmm. It was a bit mature and also, it reflected some humaneness in how he viewed the issue at hand. Minister Chaveni talks about, these people being criminals and they need to be prosecuted.
Yes.
But how do you prosecute people who are dying? Some of them have already died and others are in the danger of dying. How do you even talk about prosecution? First of all, you save lives.
Yes, let's hear from Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, avana vatinga ona here kuburiswa kwavaita ne mamiriro akaita utano wavo vachizomiswa pamberi pematare dzimosva sezvakambovimbiswa ne hurumende yeSouth Africa.
Yeah, zvinogona kuitika nekuti hurumende yeSouth Africa iruka kungoedza kuunisa vanhu vasina mapepa ekugaramo kana vari kushanda zviri pazvekunze kwemutemo kuti vasaenderere mberi. Semataurira ari kuita makurukota ehurumende dzavo yavo zvinoratidza kuti vane rimwero paramende yese kana nyika yese kana utongi hwese hweSouth Africa vane rimwero rekungofunga kuti kana munhu asina gwaro yekugara munyika imomo haabatwe semunhu. Nekuti kana muchiona munhu achiti aya matsotsi hatikwanisi hatingapedze mari tichivaburitsa ngavazvionere, asi anenge abuda akapona tinomusunga tomudzosera nyika kwake saka iye omu mhinduro ndeyekuti zvinoitika kuti tinogona kuona vachishungurudzwa kunyange vakatambura vari muvhu kwenguva yakareba.
Toenda kwamuri Professor Mukonza. Tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvino, tingaona here hurumende yeZimbabwe ichibatsira ivo vapona vaburiswa kuvadzosa kumusha kana kuvarapisa kuzvipatara?
Handina hurumende yeZimbabwe ingaita izvozvo nekuda kwekuti kugara nokugara handina kumboiona sehurumende ine hanya nevanhu. Zvingava vanhu varimo mukati meZimbabwe yacho nevanobuda kunze. Ndingashamisika zvikuru kana kuri kuti hurumende yatora matanho iwayo ichitoradzawo kuti ine hanya nevanhu. Nekuti mumaonero angu kunyanyanyanya kubva patatanga matambudziko edu muZimbabwe kubva muna 2000 zvichiuya kumusoro, hurumende yeZimbabwe inenge inoratidza kuti ine zvimwe zvainokoshesa kudarika vanhu kana zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe.
Ndinotenda. Thank you so much. Iye zvino izvi tava na mufundisi Richard Moyo vapindawo zvakare pachirongwa. Mufundisi Moyo, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Regai nditende baba vakandimiri nevari pachirongwa nokuti pamukana wamandipa uyo panguva inorema inorwadza zvakadai.
Tinotenda. Ndoda kunzwa kuti imi sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa mune matanho amuri kutorawo here ekuunganidza rubatsiro kubatsira ivo vari kuburiswa mumugodhi umu nevakarasikirwa nehama dzavo mumugodhi imomo sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kubatsirana pachenyu?
Regai ndidavire ndichiti pari zvino urongwa hausati wanyatsa zvavo kujeka, asi nokufamba kwamazuva zvinoratidza kuti zvidero, nokuti zvati vanhu veZimbabwe poga poga vaita matambudziko afana awa tinoungana tichiita padiki padiki kuti vanhu vaende kumusha. Zvatovati chimiro ichi chimiro chinorwadza zvikuru, chijairike nokuti zvino zvinotishungurudza. Tine hama dzinovadikani variko kunzvimbo idzodzo nevamwe varasikirwa noupenyu mukati menyika ine South Africa, zvinova zviri kutishungurudza. Satazwa kuti totanga papi tobata papi.
Asi muchitarisa mabatiro ari kuva basa rekunonora kusvika pari nhasi, muri kugutsikana here nezviri kutora nzvimbo ikoko?
No, hatisi kugutsikana nazvo. Nechinhu chekutanga, government yenyika ino yakaresa zvikoro panhau yokutuma mapurisa anogarira vanhu, nokuti zvinotirangaridza panguva yamambo Faro weIjipt panguva yakapa mutemo kuti kana madzimai achinga arwara vanakomana ngavaurawe vose. Ndo zvaitika muSouth Africa inei, kuti kana ivo pachavo vachiti vanhu ngavagari vafemo, tichiona vanosvika 78 vashaya kuzoti vachimo vakawanda. Zvokuti vanhu vari mukati memaini vanhu vakawanda zvikuru kunyika kwedu, vatinoziva vakawanda vari koko, kunoti vamwe vane 6 months gore mwakosiyewo vadzimai nevana. Saka gavhumendi tichiona vari mukati menyika ino matiri pamaredio pina papi vari kufara zvikuva kuserebhurira nazvo kuti vanatsva vanhuva vakafa, sevachinchi chakaipa zvikuru. Nokuti munhu haana kufana nenhunzi inongonzi reurawe. Saka tiri kurwadziwa zvikuru nemaitiro anoita gavhumendi nyika inei, kuti vaifana vasina kudero. Uye futi tinongochema zvikuruwo kuti kuvanhu vehuman rights varifa kuti United Nations vaende kunzvimbo yakafanira nevanoti vanokurumidza kubatsira nokuyeopa, kuti vanhu vachirimo vanhu vakawanda. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru kuti vatiri vafundisi tiri vanhu vamwari, tiri vanhuzve, nokuti kufa kwomunhu hakujairike. Zvakasiyana pazvere gavhumendi South Africa raione ichindosungisa Israeri kuti genocide iya iri kuitwa Palestine vari kuurawa, but nhasi uno ndevaivo vari kuurayisa vanhu mukati memaini, kuti mamaini hongu kuti vanhu vapinde umomo kutsvaga upenyu tsvaga kurarama.
Zvinhu
zvagara zvinongoitika, hakuna kuti vanhu kukunda, asi nyaya yekutinda nokuti hakuna munhu anoda kupinda chifara, but ndongozvipira kuti ngaindipinde ndigoruramisa family yangu.
Thank you so much. That was mufundisi Richard Moyo, Zimbabwean based in South Africa. Regai tiende kwamuri Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, the rescue operation that is currently underway came as the concerned families approached the courts. Are we going to see the courts intervening again to assist these families in repatriating the dead bodies, or we are going to see Zimbabweans or other nationalities assisting here?
I think naturally when if the rescue is done, the rescue is the obligation of the host country. But the repatriation of bodies, it is up to the each individual's country. If the dead people are from Zimbabwe or Zambia or Malawi, it is the duty of the Malawian government, the Zimbabwean government, to make sure that your citizen has been repatriated and buried. It's up to the government what they want to do, and to repatriate the people, the relatives to pay half of it, or just to donate everything. It is the duty of the government. So we don't see the court giving an order against a foreign government to say, you, Zimbabwe, you must repatriate your people, or neither would it force the South African government to repatriate its people. I mean, people who are not their own nationals to back to the countries where they belong. So that is a very difficult ruling to be done by a court, which I don't see it happening. The courts cannot have a mandate to force governments to incur expenses which are not of their own making.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Please do stay on the line. Professor Mukonza, there are many disused mines in South Africa. Do you think that this incident will lead to those illegal foreign miners or those illegal miners also abandon those mines?
No, and I don't think this would dissuade the illegal miners from going ahead with the, their activities, Mr. Kanem, because I think what is forcing them is poverty, and what is forcing them are the material conditions of the places where they are coming from, whether it's Malawi, Zimbabwe. There are push factors there, and those push factors have not changed, and therefore these people, will continue to see illegal mining as, a potential way of earning them something that will help them to sustain their families. So unless the factors that are causing them to engage in illegal mining are addressed, I do not see them, stopping, even with what we have just witnessed.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mavaza, Tipete Chirongwa, zvinhu zvamungakurudzirawo kuvana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vangapedzisirawo vatarisana nedambudziko sairori?
Tingati kuvana veZimbabwe muSouth Africa kwatiri uku, dai zvaikwanisa ngatiedze nepatinogona kugara zviri pamutemo, kutsvaga mabvisa anodiwa. Zvinonetsa, zvinorema kana uri kunze kwenyika, asi ngatiedze nepatinogona kuti tinge tine mvumo yekugara munyika imomo, nekuti kana usina mvumo tiri kubatwa nekunze kwemaoko. Kana tikatondera kuti vanhu vanga vari mugodhi umu, hurumende kana kuti authority yeSouth Africa yakatoramba kuvapa chikafu ichiti matsotsi. Saka hazvina kunaka kuti tiwire mutsaona yakaita seiyi. Saka tinokurudzirana kuti pese patiri, kana taona zvaoma ngatidzokerei kumba, kana tisingakwanisi kudzokera kumba ngatishingairei tiwane mvumo yekugara munzvimbo yatinenge tiri kuti tisazowana zvipomerwa.
Thank you so much. Our time is not on our side. Would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, a political analyst based in the United Kingdom, and Professor Riki Munyaradze Mukonza, political analyst and based in South Africa. Would also like to take this opportunity to thank all listeners and viewers out there. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington saying goodbye.